Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're going to get Amin in those, so you got to listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome to a very special episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. I'm Amino Hassan. That's Black Trey. That's Big Jerv. We had a regular show planned, but then our guest was so great, we just said, fuck it. We're going to go all guest all the time. Our guest is Kareem Green. You know him from Flatbush Misdemeanors, where he plays Dan's stepfather, Kareem, who owns the bike shop. He is hilarious. He's thoughtful. He's, I just want y'all to listen to this conversation that we had with him. We won't be doing P-Valley today. We'll do that tomorrow on the overflow. for the Patreons. Patreon.com/countthedings is where you can join in. Make sure you're logged in, you're signed up, you're getting the overflows, you're getting the watch alongs. We'll have a Cinephobe watch along on Monday. But again, this is our conversation with very light editing with Kareem Green. Enjoy. That's the IG handle, just to, you know, whatever, put it works out for, man, the people.
Yep. He be on that Star Wars shit. It's about like Darth Vader.
Okay. So Amin means something though, right?
Yeah, it means honest.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. Motherfucker lying about honesty.
I would have never thought that shit meant honest, bro.
Yo. Lying about his honesty. Ain't do some shit? Oh, my God. Darth Amin.
Yeah.
Okay. Whatever works, bro. And I got the mic out, too, so I don't even normally do the mic.
Professional.
I got the mic out. I plugged my little USB into the computer for this one.
Look at that.
I like to keep the audio. I'm one of those guys. I'm a tech, not a super techie, but I am a techie in a sense of I like the audio to be good, the video to be good. You know what I'm saying?
Crisp audio.
Yeah. Easy, so I got things that, you know what I'm saying? So when people want to do a Zoom or do a whatever, I have the stuff to facilitate on my behalf. So y'all stuff, your recording will be good too.
Man, we appreciate it. Definitely that helps. Because sometimes you get that sound like a tin can with a string, you know.
Yes. I know some people don't invest into technology. Like we, you know, like this is what we're doing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. This is what we're doing. Like, why are you not, you know what I'm saying? You got like expensive sneakers or clothes or whatever it is, but this is what's going to like generate something for you. So why wouldn't you invest in the thing, you know, in the investment, you know what I'm saying? But, amen. You know, a lot of people have a liability mindset. So it is what it is.
A liability mindset. Hold on, let me get this intro out the way because this
bars.
Is a great start.
It's gonna be bars.
That's gonna be the name of the show, by the way, Jerv. That's the name of the show today.
Liability mindset.
Yes.
Liability mindset. Today's episode. Black opinions matter, motherfucker. Welcome. My name's Amin Ohassan. I'm joined as always by Black Trey, Ed, Big Jerv, and we are so blessed today, man, to have one of our favorite characters from one of our favorite shows, the one and only Kareem from Flatbush Misdemeanors is on with us today. We'll get into liability mindset. He dropped knowledge before we even started the show. I threw me off my whole intro. Just want to say real quick to everybody, patreon.com/countthedings is where you get the extra content. We get the overflow episodes over there. We get the watch alongs. Me, Zach Harper, and Anthony Mays, we're going to watch Geely on Monday, July 25th. So if you're listening to the pod today when it dropped later tonight at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, we're going to have a watch along for our Patreons for Geely. We're celebrating, I guess, Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez getting back together. so patreon.com/countthedings. Again, great show for you today, but man, I'm not even going to waste any time telling you what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk to the man right now, Kareem from Flatbush Misdemeanors. And brother, first of all,
well, hold on, let me tell you my whole name. My whole name is Kareem Green, just so you
know. Man, your name is Kareem from Flatbush Misdemeanors. you understand this is what happens, right? This you have reached that level of like the consciousness where people just start calling you
the character.
So, like, yeah,
like you, Mike Epps, you know how to like the day-day.
But the trick is, my real name is Kareem.
That's perfect. I think like everybody, like
my real name is Kareem. Dan's real name is Dan. Kev's real name is Kevin. You know what I'm saying? Like we have all of the first three, us three have the only. We think we're the only ones with the real names in the whole.
That's fire though, because like it carries on. You know what I mean? So even if somebody's like, "Yo, that's Kareem," it's like. Yeah. It's really Kareem. Yeah, for sure.
But do you have that happen to you now where people will approach you and say, Kareem, and you say, where do I know you from? Then you realize, oh, no, they're just fans of the show.
Nah, that hasn't. Well, it hasn't been like Kareem yet, but it has been like, oh, you that actor, right? You know what I'm saying? Oh, you on this, right? You on the show, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's getting there. You know what I'm saying? I'm happy for whatever it is right now. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate whatever it is.
The character of Kareem, how much of that is that you improvising, and how much of that is something that's written on paper?
Well, it's mostly written. Most characters you see is written. But you know, they give me space to throw in like improv, you know what I'm saying? Where it makes sense, you know, and where it doesn't throw everybody else off, or you know what I'm saying. So basically, yeah, they give me room to some of the stuff that you see from season one, like my first scene, I believe it was from season one, that was improv from the actual web series,
right?
That made it to the TV show. So they was just like, yo, just do your Kareem, do the Kareem thing. And then I don't know, I was just saying whatever I was saying and doing what I was doing. And they kept it. Like sometimes we do table reads and I'll say stuff or whatever it is. Or even on set, you know, they allow me or they appreciate when I do certain things. So, you know, I would say, I'm gonna say it's only maybe 10% improv. I would say 10%. I'm guessing, yeah, around 10%.
That's wild, man. Because some of the stuff you say, and I'm like, yo, there's no chance
they wrote that, right?
There's no chance someone sat down and wrote that. And then the other thing I'm thinking is, how does everybody keep a straight face? Because your delivery is like, it's just, there's a punch behind every line, and no pun intended, that you drop. That just, I'm like, I don't know how anyone could get through a scene without cracking up.
Wow, thank you, man. Thank you. We make it because everyone's funny to me. Everyone has a different type of funny too, right? Like Dan and Kev is a more laid back, subtle funny. You know what I'm saying? Mine's is a kind of in your face. You know what I'm saying? Because that's the energy of my character. The energy of their cast more laid back, and their funny is like it bounces off of, like I can do that. Like it's just, it's a funny that's just not in your face, but it's definitely very funny. Like if you're paying attention and you understand more than just one type of humor, you know.
Yeah, no, for sure. I think the evolution of Kareem too has like really shifted in this show, you know what I mean? Especially season two. I had tweeted out that you were the MVP of this season, you know what I mean?
Wow.
And Showtime picked it up and ended up sharing the tweet.
Oh, wow. But
it was one of those things of like, you know, we're really getting to see how much you care about Dan. We're getting to see the life lessons, because even though it's funny, you always make sense. Like at the end of the day, it's like it's a logic that you're like, yo, he actually spit some shit. Like
bars. Yeah.
but like
unconventional
Dan,
bars.
Yeah. Like Dan, I'm not just with your mom. Like, I genuinely care.
Yeah, yeah. I want you to win, son. I want you to win. It's just it's literally any father's real it's a fatherly thing. Like when you become like a father, whatever it is, you realize that people are, they think you're crazy, they think you're bugging, they think whatever, but later on they go, oh, what my dad was saying, that's what I'm dealing with now. My dad told me about this. Like if you had your father in your life, or not even if just a father figure, you know what I'm saying? Someone who gave you some game or gave you some honest, you know, conversation with care, you know what I'm saying? So he's that kind of guy. He's that guy, but he's just unique. He's like, you know, but he's not the conventional, hey, son, you got it. You know, he's not that, you know. He's like, come on, man. What you gonna fuck your life up? What you gonna do? You know what I'm saying? He's like, but it's real. You know what I'm saying?
It's funny because, like, I always think back at the end of every episode. I'm like, he's really, like, a very positive person. Like, whatever you throw at Kareem's way, it's like, right, the whole thing with the pipe. He's like, man, like, pipe ain't been leaking all this whole time, and the cat says, yeah, that's because you didn't pay your water bill. I was like, yeah, like it's like he's like a silver lining for everything for Kareem, which is weird because I'm like you said, his delivery is kind of like you go fuck your life up or whatever. Yeah. Which on paper you would say, oh man, this guy's
rough.
So yeah, rough and real negative, but it's like the way you deliver it is like this dude is always looking at the positives.
Well, the thing is, honestly, he is a microcosm of me. That's who I am in a certain another way, with a little more edge to it, right? Or a little, you know. But that's how I am in real life. I think about things, and you know, bad things be happening, or things that I don't even call it bad. I call it things that happen that you don't like. I don't call it bad because it's here to teach you something. We label it bad because we don't like it. but it ain't always bad. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's everything is here for us to become whatever we're here to become. And once you accept that, you stop getting mad at everything and just analyzing it for what it is and learning, you know, because like it's just like, you ever have somebody ask you a question or something and you see them do something, you say, so that's what you're gonna do, and you think that's gonna help. You know what I'm saying? So you think that's gonna help. You know what I'm saying? That's who Kareem is, and that's who kind of I am, in a sense of like, think about what you're doing, pay attention to what you're doing, get out of your emotions for a second and think about what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? Because once you think about what you're doing, you'll realize like, this is not going to equate to what I want, the results I want. But I'm feeling like I need to do this because of the thing. But when you have somebody on the side who gives you a straight up answer, and that's just kind of how I am. And as you said, when you look at things on paper, you look at most of the time, you know, when people are sensitive and overly whatever, they don't get the message because they're caught up in their feelings. They want to hear it how they want to hear it, you know. And that's the new thing now, that I think the whole world is crazy with that, with your tone. You know what I'm saying? Your tone.
Yeah.
So you can't tell somebody, you stepping on my feet. Yeah, but your tone. You know, but you wanted to fight me. You know, get on my fucking foot. You know what I'm saying? It's not like, you know what I'm saying? It ain't about my tongue. It's about you on my foot. Get the fuck off my foot. You know?
It's the principle.
Yeah. It's just like, but they try to make it about something else. Right. So they don't feel bad about what they've done. And that's the little trick that everyone's playing. This, you know, it's a game. But Kareem is that guy who tells you straight up, he ain't worried about your feelings. I mean, he worried about your feelings in the grand scheme of things, not in this sucker moment. We have a sucker moment.
Tough love, I would say.
Exactly. Yeah, simply put, tough love.
Yeah. So you got this line in the latest episode where you say, make it 24 or 56. That's the year my psychic said I'm going to die.
Okay. What was happening there? I think was I programming something?
Yeah, it was in the security code.
Code. Yeah.
So Dan said he would like to imagine a world like Nicholson in The Shining, where there's always been a Jack Nicholson, and he feels like that's the case with Kareem.
So he said that, what, in real life? What?
Yeah. No, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, he said it in real life, which made me like an alternate universe of Kareem, the character, being in The Shining. You know what I'm saying?
I'd be the...
Like showing up, if it was 2046, like every year, like the fact that you said, like your psychic said that you're gonna die at this random code that you gave,
right?
That's 400 years from now, like, and like sitting in as far as the joke of it.
But I didn't see this thing, I've never seen The Shining.
Don't worry, Kareem. I never saw it either, brother. I'm right there with you.
I don't really watch any scary movies because that's supposed to be a scary movie, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they're not scary to me, so I'll be like. True. Yeah, it's a scary movie, but I'm not scared. The last thing that kind of scared me and jolted me a little bit was, it was some shit years ago. It's called The Thing. And the only thing that caught me was because these kids, they were swimming in some lake and some thing was in it. You know, like some thing.
Right.
Right. And I think it was like, it was called like Tales from the Crypt or Twilight Zone or one of them, the name of the show. And what happened was, and it was all swimming to get back because the thing was catching people. But then it was one person who got it caught people. But one person who got by and was like, he got to the shore and was like, I beat you, right. And the shit just came out the water like,
and got him.
And that was And that was the last thing that ever was. I was like, oh shit, you know. Other than that, nothing.
So you're anti horror genre.
I'm not anti horror, but I don't feel like it's not gonna scare me. So I'm like, what am I? I mean, I'll watch it to, you know, for the light entertainment, but it's not doing what it's supposed to do.
I think for me, all horror movies for me turns into a comedy. Like I'm the worst person to watch horror with. Like I'm sitting there because it's kind of the obvious. It's like
the music is coming. Something about to happen.
And you're like, why the fuck would you make like that's not realistic? Why somebody just gonna randomly trip?
This is the black person in the movie right now. Because that's the shit we be doing. Come on, man. Oh, you gonna walk over there? Who does that? Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
And then don't open that door.
That's the white people on your neck.
Complaining about your tone.
Yeah, complaining about your tone in the movie. But yeah, they don't do it. I mean, not that I'm against them. It's just like they don't really move me like that. So I'll watch one. But I'm not gonna. It's gonna be like some people are like, yo, let's watch this. All right, cool. But I'm not really pretty much gonna probably watch it by myself too much. I guess, you know. If people say it's good, I'll take a look at it, you know.
So you started stand up over 20 years ago.
Matter of fact, the other day was my birthday, July 21st. That makes 25 years.
25 years of stand up.
Yeah, 25 years of stand up. Over half my life.
Comic
View. Happy belated.
Thank you, bro.
Comic View Showtime at the Apollo. Mm-hmm. I mean, you came up in the when you had to come, well, you couldn't do it with just a funny Instagram video, and now you've blown up, you got a TV deal or whatever. You went through the gutter for it. How's the game changed for you from when you started to when you see it now?
I mean, with the internet, it's got us doing this. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
The internet is really dope. I think it's a freedom. It's a place where you can find freedom, where you don't have to adhere to the industry rules. You don't have to wait for someone to pick you. You know what I'm saying? You can do the work and the people will pick you. You know what I'm saying? Because in reality, all we're doing, people don't realize, is we're using the industry to meet the people. But now we got the internet to meet the people. You know, right. But now you do more of the work of yourself. But, you know, you can do a lot of stuff on the phone. And, you know what I'm saying? But it's good. But when you got both, that's even better. That's even sweeter. You know what I'm saying? But for the most part, I feel like the internet has really the game is really what changed the game, the internet. So it's opened up lanes for people to show their talent without the industry saying, well, that ain't good, or who's going to get this, or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Because most of the time, people in the industry are disconnected. They're not amongst the people, right? They're not kicking it with us. They're not out in the streets. They're not, you know, at the parties and at the clubs or at the, I mean, I'm not at the club. I mean, but you know what I'm saying? But, you know, they're not amongst the people. They're sitting in, they come out of college and they get these jobs and they're just disconnected. They only come out of their bubble. They live in, you know, everybody got their little bubbles, right? People in the hood stay in their little hood bubble. People in the suburbs and rich and whatever, different bubbles people stay in. So when they get in positions with a person like me or certain other people, they'd be like, I don't get it. I don't understand it. No one's going to get it. No, yes, they will. The world gets it. It's just right. You are not of the world. You are of your bubble, you know?
So, like a show like Flatbush Misdemeanor, which started as a web series and then got picked up by Showtime and become the TV series now.
Yes.
Like that wouldn't happen if YouTube didn't exist. Like if this was 2005, for instance, or 2004 before YouTube blew up.
Right.
Would a show like this even get made or picked up?
The thing about it is it would be much harder because what happened is they did bring it to people before the internet. Like they first was trying to tell people about it. And most of the time you got to show people instead of tell people. So when they made it, they asked me to play the father, and I played the father in the web series, and they got some other comedians who played the other parts. And we liked it, you know. But when you brought it to certain networks, they was just like, we don't get it. We don't, you know. But then we put it in the film. They put it in the film festivals. Rave reviews. People enjoyed it, right? So when they enjoyed it, they were like, okay, now the same networks who was like, I don't get it. We love it. Hey! You know? So it's that, you know, it's that. I forgot what the effect is called, but it's just like the pretty girl who doesn't check for you until you're popular with everyone else.
Right.
You know, and that, now,
that's got to be frustrating, though, as a creator, right? As someone who puts out content, who creates content, it's got to be frustrating that the people making the decision oftentimes don't even know what they're looking at. They're just looking to see the rest of the room, how the rest of the room is reacting, and then they're going along.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it just be because everybody wants to keep their jobs. Nobody wants to make a mistake. But to be an artist or to be be legendary or do something amazing, you got to make mistakes. That's what it comes, you know, that's what practice is about. The only thing is everybody want to keep their jobs, you know, and plus there, as I said, and I get we want to keep your job, but also some of them are just not, to me, knowledgeable enough or have enough experience to pick good stuff or to pick something out of their realm. you know?
Right.
So it becomes, yeah, it can become frustrating. But as I said, with the internet, even if they don't pick you and the people pick you, you're still getting to where you need to go.
Right.
But some, you know, some people need the stamp of approval of the industry to feel right, you know, or feel like, you know, everyone, you know, like you can go play the NBA and make a lot of money and be famous, but you also can play money overseas and make good money and be famous. You know what I'm saying? But everybody wants the NBA stamp. That's like,
right.
But you can still live a great life the other way too. Like, you know what I'm saying? But people forget that. People forget that, right. There's, you know, there's more to life than one way of living and one way of enjoying your life. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, if you can make a good amount of money and do the things you want to do in life, life is great. But people feel like I think some people feel like you need to stunt, you know, be at a stunter, let, you know, you got to have a big mansion and 15 car, you know, a bunch of excessive shit that you don't even use to be solidified.
We at the start of this pod, right when we started recording, you brought up the term liability mindset.
Boom.
And so, like, go ahead and explain in your mind what the liability mindset is.
Why did you say explain in your mind? But anyway,
yeah,
it would be coming up.
I'm trying to sound anyway. Like a good interviewer.
Trying to sound deep and shit in your mind.
That shit was fake deep though. I'll sit there. I was like,
hey man,
in my mind, like, what other mind is it coming out?
We might,
I'm gonna use Trayvon mind. Matter of fact, I'm gonna use John mind for this one. liability mindset is basically you buy the things that cost. That depreciate in value and cost you money, cost you time, instead of an asset mindset, things that increase in value or help you to generate money. That's just a liability mindset means you invest. You don't not invest. Because when you invest, that means you're expecting a return. The other one is you put money into something and your return is how people look at you. You know what I'm saying? It's right. No real actual legacy you're setting up, no nothing. It's just a flashy for the moment thing. You know, that's what liability mindset is about. It doesn't, you know, just like an asset mindset is like you're putting your money into certain stocks, it grows and everything. Liability mindset, all right, stop buying Nike's, liability. Buying Nike stock, asset.
You see a lot of that on the comedy circuit.
What?
Guys with people with the liability mindset.
Oh, period. Not even like it's not because comics are just people like everybody else. It's just people, period. Is this, you know, the highly expensive car and the very, and like say the apartment you don't own or a house you don't own. Mm-hmm. And that's not to knock people with nice cars who don't own their stuff, but owning things help you generate money. You know what I'm saying? Renting things, you don't generate money. You know what I'm saying? That's liability. Anything that you're renting, you're throwing away money. You know what I'm saying? That's liability mindset. So at some point, you need to just save the money and buy the things, and then you can kind of rent out the thing, or you can loan the thing, or you can whatever the thing. You know, that's how you make, you know what I'm saying, money. That's basically liability asset mindset.
Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass-on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, little, hey, boy, how you doing? And Noodle's just like,
Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with a plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep. Free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer, plus get $20 off your first order.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
That's where I'm at right now in life. No, for real. I just like got rid of mad shit.
Yeah.
It's just a bunch of shit. And I think that sometimes you go through those, I guess, life lessons of like of age where shit don't really, you know, matter. There's an interview with Mike Tyson where, you know, they say you are the champion of the world, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, all this stuff is garbage. Right. You know what I mean? Like at the end of the day, you start to find out what really matters.
Yeah, what really matters. Value, what has real value.
Yeah.
And that comes from like what you decide when you start deciding what matters, right? Your friends, your family, number one, your health. Because if you ain't got your health, you can't enjoy none of this shit.
Yeah.
Like a billionaire will be motherfucker. A billionaire is not enjoying his day when he has a cold. He's not enjoying his day when he's sick or he's unhealthy. No one, like, so the money is not gonna make you like, so your health is number one. That's mental and physical, and then the rest of the stuff is kind of whatever, like, you know what I'm saying? Because if you take care of yourself, the rest of the shit, like, say if you work out and you're in shape, your clothes look nice on you. You don't have to buy overly expensive with brands, all, you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers be having Gucci. Fat as a motherfucker. You just a fat nigga in Gucci. You know what I'm saying? You don't look better.
Yeah.
You're a fat motherfucker with a bunch of G's around you. And to me, them G's now, after Gucci played us, right? Gucci disrespected the black community. And black people went back to them. And it made me lose a lot of faith in what black people. I mean, I knew he was on some bullshit, but that was like okay. There's a level of not loving yourself that I can't get involved with. You know what I'm saying? I can't buy Gucci. Right. I don't even, like, when I see people with Gucci on, I'm like, y'all playing yourself. I don't say it to the, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, it looked like chains to me now. They look like, G's look like chains. That's what I see when I see them. Because black people have enslaved themselves in that fashion. and talking about we're going to boycott them for 3 months. Who does that? Who puts a time limit on a boycott?
Kareem, do you feel like as a culture, I guess it's us as a race too, mm-hmm. we're the most forgiving?
To other people.
Yes. Yes. Like in and action. Like it's we get small rewards and then we're like, all right, cool.
We're forgiving our own people too, man. I feel like we're forgiving
rewards. I don't think they're rewards. They're distractions. And all right. Juneteenth. Mm. We celebrating another day to party. But what we needed was the bill of protection that the Asians got.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a reward. That's a distraction. Go ahead. Go. They basically say, go dance. Go party, niggas. You love to dance. Right. Mm-hmm. Go party.
And you want an extra day off?
We got a day off. And it was just like, come on. Another. We fell for the banana in the tailpipe again. You know what I'm saying? And like, I can't be happy about shit that I'm happy that people are happy, but I don't feel that shit that like you're happy that they celebrating the day that they freed our ancestors when our ancestors were never supposed to be slaves.
But they're not celebrating it.
What are they celebrating?
They're celebrating the day off, right? This was the first year I remember.
This is the shit I'm talking about. But go ahead.
I was trying to set up something, and it was the Monday, and they're like, "Oh, Monday's off." I'm like, "Why is Monday off?" And they said Juneteenth. I'm like, "You motherfuckers don't care about Juneteenth. It's like Arbor Day or whatever, or President's Day. Nobody gives a shit. It's just a day off and some sales probably coming down the pike in the next couple of years or so." I said, "White people, first of all, shouldn't get Juneteenth off. They should work twice as hard on that, right?" That's one. But two is just the idea that like you said, hey, there's this real awful shit that's happening in this country. What if I gave you an extra Monday off? You done deal. Like
that's it's not a reward.
It's like when the NBA had the bubble and they had all the players on the jerseys that had like inspirational slogans and then Black mm-hmm. Lives Matter was everywhere. And I'm like, yeah, that's all well and good. But like the 30 NBA owners, or 30 of the richest, most powerful men and women in the country, if not the world, with connections to government on the local, state, and federal level, senators and congressmen and all mm-hmm. types of people, right? If y'all wanted to do something to change what's happening to Black people in this country, you could. It's a phone call. It's not something on the floor or something.
I think also the whole system is designed like this, right? So the system is not fucking up. The system is doing what they designed the system to do, right? But as you said, if they decided they want to change things, just like they got gay marriage going, they got that shit going. Transgenders get to be women, and men. Black people cannot get protected. They cannot. But the sad thing is, I feel like Black people, we should pay less taxes, if anything. We ain't gonna get reparations. Let's pay less taxes because we don't get the schooling we deserve, and we don't get the policing. We don't get the policing. We get assassinated. So we should. Why are we paying people to kill us? We should pay less. We shouldn't pay for police, and we shouldn't pay for schooling because we're not getting none of the benefits. We're not getting all the benefits that we get for our taxes. So we should get whatever everyone gets taxed. We should get like maybe 1/3. One fourth. We should pay 1/4 because that's the services we get. We get about 1/4, so let's let us pay 1/4. You know what I'm saying? That would be fair. But they would be mad at that shit too. So it ain't going.
No, and it's funny because they'll say why? Oh, that's not fair. I love when white people hit you with the "that's not fair." I'm like, oh, we're talking about fair now. Oh shit! All right, let's talk about, because I got a list of things that are not.
Well,
fair.
It's always but I don't even like to have those conversations because I'd be like, yeah. Why are we gonna have this fake conversation about what's fair or not? That's a fake conversation.
Well, it's,
you know, it's only fair when you're not getting what you want,
right?
Everybody's starving. You eating abundantly, or you getting all these privileges. Motherfuckers who starve and get one thing that you may have not have gotten. Oh, this shit is unfair. That's the level of greed and selfishness that I don't even want to. Like, some shit is just a waste of your time. Like, sometimes people even be like, yeah, this is a teachable moment. Fuck that. I'm not teaching white people shit. And I'm not against, you know, oh, nobody. I'm not teaching nobody shit. Yo, especially white America, they got the best educations, the best places to live, the best everything. They told us we couldn't. They wouldn't even allow us to read. Now we got to teach them. Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying? Now all of a sudden, we weren't, our answer wasn't allowed to read. We got the worst educational shit. Our schools are underfunded, but we got to teach them. Get the fuck out of here. Yeah, I mean, you know what I'm saying? And people would look at me like, they look at this and be like, oh, he's angry. No, I'm not. I'm just, that's just what it is.
Right.
That's just what it is. You know what I'm saying? But when you say what it is, now you're the mad, the angry person. Or now you're the mad person.
Kareem, you know why?
Huh?
You know why? It's because of your tone.
Yeah. Exactly. My skin tone.
Hey.
Bars.
I think
bring a bar. I bring a higher bar. I'm out here
barred up. Kareem, where can they find you on social media?
Kareem Green 21 on Instagram, and Kareem Green 21 on Facebook, and The Kareem Green on YouTube, Kareem Green 8 on TikTok. Those are the three. I'm on Twitter too, but I don't really talk on Twitter too much. I just post too much. So if you want to actually talk to me, you got to talk to me through Facebook. My Facebook fan page, that's Kareem Green 21, or Instagram. Those are the two that I socialize in. Excuse me. Got a little burpy.
You right there?
And then in you got any upcoming shows coming up?
August 27th and 28th. That's in Jersey, Plainfield, New Jersey. I'm doing that. The rest, I'm doing something in Connecticut, actually next Thursday, the 28th at the New Haven Comedy Club. August 28th, 27th, 28th, I'm doing the weekend at Aruga's in Plainfield, New Jersey. A 7 o'clock show on Saturday and a 3 p.m., a 2 p.m. brunch show
matinee
on Sunday. Huh?
The matinee, I said.
Yeah, on Sunday. You know what I'm saying? A little brunch, a little brunch and some laughs.
How's the crowd for the matinee show, for the brunch show?
It's just like the night crowd, but earlier.
That's it. So I don't know. You know, like, no, hey, look, you go to a strip club.
Guys, Wild Deep. You be asking Wild Deep.
Hold on. You go to a strip club during the day. It's a different crowd.
Oh, you go to a strip club in the day? I used to.
Go ahead. In another life. You know?
That was the Darth. That was the Darth in you. That was the Darth in you when you used to go to strip clubs at night with hoodies on. You know what I'm saying? looking at women and shit.
Yeah, like I knew I had to stop when like the server staff knew my name.
Oh, word! Oh, you was integrated. You was becoming integrated in the system.
It was like Cheers and shit.
They had a button with your face on it with wings and tip numbers.
I mean
wings. He gets 7 wings. He tips. He needs 400 in singles. 7 wings, 400 in singles. That's what they knew when you came in the door is your wings and your singles. Sir.
DJ playing theme music when you walk in and shit. Man.
Yeah, you got your own. I'm with the da, 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 da. Got that cash gun.
All manual, my brother.
All manual.
I'm Amish out here. I don't
that's a different like kind of money when you got a cash gun. You can just. Yeah.
You run out
money
real quick.
Right there. Yeah, I was never at that level. I was strip club at night, but I was at the Dirty Birds though. I'm strip clubbed out. Like I've enjoyed strip clubs to the level like people just go to the strip club, they dance. I used to go to the lock door. That's what they used to call them. I used to call them the Dirty Bird. That's where you go in there. You know what I'm saying? They lock the door. Everything go down. Girls putting lemons in their butt. See that? Y'all ain't never seen a lemon in your butt. You ain't seen that. You ever seen a lemon? Darth, you ever seen a lemon in your butt? John, what's up?
No,
but she did this before she put the lemon in. She did a voila.
Oh,
she's like,
God.
And then
yeah, she did a voila. Look at this. It's about to go. Follow the lemon.
Oh,
that's what she did.
God.
I never forget her just for her doing this shit with the lemon.
That's the girl with the lemon.
It'd be the small things.
What's the deal? You got a crutch in the background. You on
crutches? Oh, I broke my ankle. Hold on. Let me show y'all.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, oh wow.
That's what's happening off camera. I just got a. I broke it in May, but they done did me dirty, man. They done put a They put a wrap on it, and then and gave me a shoe. But they were supposed to give me the cast the first time. So right. When I went to go see that, they were like, "Why'd they put a cast on it?" I was like, "I don't know." He's like, "Well, why don't you tell him?" I was like, "I ain't no doctor. I'm not supposed to know to put a cast." He said, "This was good." You know what I'm saying? And then I like, "That's like you a doctor? Why wouldn't they put a cast on it, knowing it?" They were like, "Mm-hmm." So I was like, "Okay." So then they ended up putting the cast on it. So I got a cast this Monday that passed. So now I basically, I don't know, I guess 2 weeks to a month, I guess I have this cast on now.
Are you going to perform with it? Like, you going to sit on stage?
I have been performing. Yeah. Just sit on a stool. Yeah. You seen people sit down and perform before?
Nah.
You never seen that?
Nah. Stand up?
Yeah.
Nah.
People sit down and perform sometimes.
They'll start, and then all of a sudden they get up and they start walking around. So I'm like, I don't know. I guess that's a reset or something, but.
Okay, no. I'll stand up sometimes, even with the cast, because yeah. I'm an active, you know, moving kind of like energetic person, and with the cast, basically it slows me down a bit, but it's still I'm finding my way with it. But also, is the funny thing is I said, you know, good things happen. It's teaching me how to sit my ass down, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and be patient, and be like, and realize like, okay, I don't need to do that. Like when your foot fucked up. You know, I'm sorry. I don't know if you curse on me. When your foot messed up or something is messed up and you got to go everywhere to do things, you realize the things you don't need to do. You know what I'm saying? You'd be like, wait, I don't really need to do that. I don't need to go in there and pick that up. I can go all take it in one shot. I can wait. Like you just become, I feel like I've become more organized or structured in a sense because as for me, and I do know a lot of people, we just waste time doing extra unnecessary shit. So this has really shown me, okay, I don't have to go to the kitchen four times. Take your ass to the kitchen one time because my hallway is long. So you know everything and I you know I live in a building so I'm on steps. So I can't just run downstairs and go do shit like I usually do. I'm like, okay, everything is more thought out, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's along the levels of do I need to do this now? Because if I go, you know, this is going to be a lot having to keep going up and down. When I'm functional, it's not even a thought. But now that my ankle broken, I got to think, okay, this is hard each time I do this shit. So let me just make it a one-time trip. You know, so let me figure out what I'm doing.
His name is Kareem Green, but as I said, he don't have a name anymore. He's Kareem from Flatbush Misdemeanors forever. Which is a lot better than being like Carlton from Fresh Prince, right? You got to admit, like, if you're going to be identified by a character.
Yeah, that's a fun character to enjoy, you know what I'm saying? But I feel like, But Carlton, I feel like, was along the lines of who he is, too.
Yeah, we found out a lot more about Carlton.
We found it out a little bit more, too, for sure.
It's sad, though, because he gets his blackness challenged. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's the sad part. He was like, I don't get support from the black community. Well, I wouldn't have never said no shit like that, but because you don't gotta say that. You know they don't fuck with you. Just be quiet. but also you haven't been doing shit. I haven't seen him, right?
America's home videos or whatever. That's what he hosts, right?
Yeah, that's about it. But you haven't really seen Carlton do other things in a friend. I remember him on Silver Spoon.
Silver Spoons, yeah.
And Fresh Prince, and that's it.
Pepsi Nothing commercial. Else. Then he had the Pepsi commercial with Michael Jackson.
But I'm talking about Will. You see Will all the time. Mm-hmm. You see other people all the time after they do one project, they do other projects and stuff, right? So I feel like I haven't seen him, you know, for him to make a statement like that anyway. But also when people don't. But it's a black man's plight too, though. You know what I'm saying? Because when a black dude fuck with a white girl, everybody's like, oh, he ain't real. Oh, he sold out. Black woman do the same thing. Yes, queen. Yes, queen. So I'm clear on that. Everyone wants to control the black man. It's either white man or the black woman. Everyone wants to control the black man. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody got some shit to say about what we do all the time. You know what I'm saying? Everybody else get to do their shit in impunity. You know what I'm saying? Impunity. Everybody do whatever they do in impunity. As soon as a black man do it, it's a problem. Whatever.
How do you spell impunity? I got to look that word up.
IMPUNITY.
Do you know what it means?
I did, from the context, I do.
Okay, cool. That's all that matters.
Yeah. Teaching. You teaching us, brother.
But I don't know how to spell most of the stuff. The funny thing is, you got to just know who you are and what you, you know what I'm saying? Because people, I'm not a good speller at all. You know what I'm saying? I stay on Facebook. They stay tearing my ass up on Facebook for saying stuff to them and spelling it wrong, right?
Yo, there's a G in impunity, by the way.
Is it? Y'all know that. Yeah. I didn't know that. Because if you'd have asked me, I'd have been like E-I-M-P-U-N. That's it. Pune.
Impune. You know what that
I-T-Y.
Means?
I-T-Y. Impunity. You know what I'm saying? That would have been my guess. I know what it means, though. But that's the thing. I know what words mean sometimes, but I don't know how to spell them all. And people try to get me for that. But I don't, I'll be like, look, the thing is, though, the difference between me and a lot of people is I'm clear about who I am and what I do. Right, I make money off of words. People can spell words. They got vocabularies, good vocabularies with degrees and all that shit. But I make the money off the words.
They're attaboy.
So you're like a smart dummy. Not you personally. I'm just saying, to tell me I'm spelling something wrong, but I'm the one who makes money off of words, and you just know words. You're like a smart dummy. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't brag to me about what you got, but you don't know how to get money off of it.
It's like telling a carpenter, you ain't got no tools. I got this full tool set, but I don't actually do shit with it. It just sits in my garage where the carpenter's out here actually building stuff.
And, boom. Yep. Boom. And also, I like as a comedian, we make up words. I can make up a word. And people don't realize words are all made up. They're all made up. I don't know who makes them, but you know, but matter of fact, we make some of them. Like slang, those are words.
Right.
Those are all words. Right now. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? All this shit, a lot of this shit, everything around you is made to fuck up. You know what I'm saying? These mics we do, all this shit is a thought. All these are thoughts that are made that brought it. So either way, the point is they be telling, you know, oh, you can't, that's how you spell. I got a bachelor's and whatever, but I make the money off of words, so it don't make a difference. You know what I'm saying? I mean, your bachelor's make, you're bragging about nothing. You went to the degree, gave them money. Just to go, there's nothing wrong with having a job, but you're not using the skill that all that education and knowledge you have to be as great as you can be, basically.
Yo, this man is a wordsmith. This man is a comedic legend. You can catch him on Flatbush Misdemeanors. You can catch him on Instagram at KareemGreen21.
Thank you.
Yeah, man. Thank you for giving us. It was
supposed
to be like a 20-minute conversation, bro. But you,
thank you, man.
You drop bar on bar, man. We just had to keep you on a little bit longer, so I appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Above and beyond. I try to go above and beyond. So normally I do 15 to 20. I said, and honestly, I was sitting there going 15 minutes. I don't even know if I want to do this shit. I'm like, why would I waste 15 minutes of my time with? Let me just fucking, let's just do a real, do something that's worth or something. I don't know. Because I'd be like, it sounds good. It sounds good. But at the same time, I'll be like, is it worth 15 minutes? Me spending 15, even though it's nothing. But I'd rather do something than nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'd rather do like a good 25 than a rush 15.
Damn.
That's just kind of how I look at things. You know what I'm saying? Like the quality. You know what I'm saying? Because if you drop some quality, that's what matters.
And you drop more than enough quality, man. I hope we can have you back on at a later date, because I feel like, again, we just scratched the surface of the wisdom of Kareem. You can write a book, brother, by the way, with your life philosophies and stuff, based on kind of like your experiences. But then, you know, you throw in some of the character from the show.
No, I'd rather do it all off this podcast. I'm going to do it all off the podcast.
Right, bro.
I'll write a book based on my experiences in this podcast. I don't even know the full name. Is it the name of this called Bomb?
So Bomb. Black Opinions Matter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Black and that was
opinions. What was two M's?
Motherfucker.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. Okay.
Yeah. And that's, by the way, our podcast. How old's our podcast now, Trey? Like 7 years old?
Yeah, it's about 7.
We was doing this shit before It was
down in
shit
the deep, yo. Yeah, I was down. In, that's what's up. You got the quality mics. John, you know, were you an engineer or something? Or you not?
I'm producing, high. So I'm just basically taking the show in. I'm a little hot, too. I'll be honest.
this motherfucker 25, what is it, 47 minutes of this shit. You should look back at your tapes. Just be like, you know what? I need to be on camera. I need to paint or something. Turn around, paint this wall or something. I'm over here with the mic on.
Yo, I got you. Oh God.
Like, and then you cut the mic on me like, oh yeah, I'm hot. I had no idea you was hot. I was like, you did not have to disseminate that information. Motherfuckers be sitting there telling on themselves.
It's all good.
I'm just enjoying the show. I'm just enjoying the show. He's like, oh yeah, I'm hot. Oh, I get shit. It. As long as you enjoy yourself, that's good, man. I'm glad to hear that.
Appreciate it, Kareem, man.
Thank y'all. I didn't mean to hold y'all. Thank y'all.
No, this is, I appreciate you, man.
Definitely worth it, man.
Yeah. I should have took my shit off the back. This look like I'm some type of fucking, some type of slaw. That's just a tank top, though. That's a tank top. Because then, you know, you see shit in people's background. I see you blurred your shit, Trayvon.
Oh, yeah.
You know, what's going on back there? That nigga got hostages. Tied up. Motherfucker, we don't even really tied up, blurred. Body, that's a body. That's a body. You don't know what kind. You got a gamer chair. I know you's a gamer. That's a gamer chair. You're a gamer?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's official tissue shit right there. Okay.
Yeah, man.
I never seen no one with the official shit. That was just like some shit I see on TV.
Oh, yeah, okay. Man.
That's like the first time I actually seen somebody who really has that, a gamer chair.
Yeah.
Do you make money off of that stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, that's dope. What is it? Twitch? On Twitch?
Yep. Yeah. Okay. I play on Twitch.
So people watch you, pay you to watch you play?
Yeah, and I talk to them too.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. Yeah. So, okay.
But I normally review the old games. You know what I'm saying? So like if it's something I played as a kid, people just they relive in nostalgia.
Right. Okay, you know cool. Do you be giving a little cheat codes and telling them what to do, or like, yo, if you
I use it sometimes, but then you know, myself and Amin, we cover the NBA, so we'll talk about anything, any topics. So, you know,
okay,
yeah,
oh, that's dope, that is dope. Yeah. Okay, cool, that's good to know.
That's another lane for you, too. You know what I mean?
Just what, talking, games,
just,
video games?
Well, just you can be playing just anything,
whatever,
just talking
doing.
On Twitch, anything you're doing, like, you know, you can be cooking on Twitch.
Oh,
that's a form, but like the fans who really fuck with you, you know, they just gonna tune
be
in
involved.
Anyway.
Oh, okay, cool. Okay, so that's Twitter. Oh, shit. Because I've been trying to figure out which platform I want to focus on, though. You know what I'm saying? Because
You can do show. You can do stand-up, your own stuff from Twitch, you know what I'm saying? And people just lock in from there.
You could watch your old shit on Twitch. Yourself and then pause and do like a director's commentary of your own shit. While people are logged in and listening to you, and then asking you questions, how long did it take you to get to this, you know, bit
joke or something? Oh, interesting. Thank you for that knowledge. You know, I learned something too. You see that? You know,
there you go.
Sharing is caring.
Always up for the youthful knowledge, man. Because I be in my own world, oblivious. Like I be literally in my own world in the sense of, like, there was a time that Facebook and I think Instagram was down. Was it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I remember when
I did not know. I didn't know until later on. We're like, damn, luckily, and what's the name's back on? And then I had no idea it was off. That's how, like, disconnected I be to, you know what I'm saying, just being connected. Because I just, you know, I'm out here just, you know, taking walks and, like, just enjoying life, you know? Mm-hmm. So, like, being on my phone all the time is just not a thing for me. In a sense of every second showing what I'm doing, you know?
Yeah.
I haven't really adapted that, but I'm learning that I got to figure out how to do some type of shit like that because it's just what's moving right now.
Mm-hmm. It's another place do you put your shit out there? You know, like you said, yeah, the whole thing is trying to get your shit to the people, and what used to be like a middleman, and now they ain't no middleman.
Right. So
like these, all these things are just avenues.
And now also you get your shit to the people enough, the middleman will come to you.
Yeah.
They'll come to you and go, hey, and if you see fit that they can grow what you're doing, and you know, for a fee, because they ain't here for nothing. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of, they can grow what you can do, huh?
Real talk, that's kind of what we did.
This is comedian named Ian Edwards. That motherfucker funny. He's from Brooklyn, but he lives in LA for forever now. But he got this joke where he talking about his grandfather. He bought himself out of slavery and then sold himself back into slavery. He refinanced himself.
What?
That shit is hilarious. He's like, he's the first person to buy himself out of slavery and then sell himself back, like basically refinance himself back into slavery. That's amazing. It's hilarious. It's a funny, you know. But yeah, but I mean, but that's what you do though. That's dope. You create shit, you build. But that's what I was talking about when you're saying assets and liabilities. That's the asset mindset. You create an asset, you have an asset, you sell it, you make some money, and then you know what I'm saying? And you either be a part of it, or you just, you know, just get the money and go, or you create a partnership where you generating money continuously, you know. Mm-hmm. But either way, so you know what I was talking about. Like, I think you probably, that's why you maybe wanted to hear the asset versus liability mindset. You were talking about.
Yeah, man. I like because
y'all did
other
it.
People. Yeah.
Yeah, y'all did that shit. That's dope.
Yes, sir.
Was he there?
Who, Derv?
Oh, hi, guy.
My bad. I'm taking notes on the show. Yeah. you caught me in mid, like typing out the thought and shit.
You know,
so I look like I was super spaced out.
You know, the funny thing, you find out if somebody's high, they kind of make you a little high because you're happy that they're high. You're like a baby. You get that baby. He's like, I'm happy now that he high. I'm like, all right, yeah, thank you.
I appreciate that.
Oh, man.
Okay, cool. But yeah, but that's dope, man. That's what I'm proud of y'all. Congratulations on that too. That's
thank
dope.
You.
That's how
I appreciate
you do the goddamn thing.
Appreciate it.
All right, cool. So I'm gonna let y'all go. We did 2:25.
There you go.
and 4:15. That's what's up.
All right, man. That's Kareem Green, aka Kareem from Flatbush Misdemeanors, man. Like, I could not have imagined that we were gonna get that much time with him, and he was gonna be that great, which is really dope, and we're really appreciative. But we kind of ran out of time, so this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna do P-Valley on the Overflow tomorrow. We're gonna do Westworld. We'll review Westworld tomorrow. And we'll also do P-Valley on that same episode just for this week, because again, Kareem was so gracious with his time and he really brought it. For Big Derv, for Black Trek, I'm Amino Hassan saying stay black, motherfucker.